If current trends continue, a new study says it'll take the average African-American family 228 years to accumulate the amount of wealth the average white family has today. It'll take the average Latino family 84 years to do the same. The Ever-Widening Gap Report by the Corporation for Economic Development and the Institute for Policy Studies, or IPS, looked at trends in household wealth for families from 1983 to 2013. Josh Hoxie with IPS says widening racial gaps in home ownership and median incomes are part of the overall wealth gap.
The story we're seeing around wealth is that this problem has been growing for decades and is going to continue for decades unless we take serious action.
In Arkansas, African Americans' median incomes are 42% lower than whites, according to a survey by the online research group Wallet Hub. The new report says the wealth gap is far worse, with median wealth for Hispanics and blacks about 90% lower than for whites nationwide. Hoxie says home ownership is one of the biggest ways families build wealth, and minority families are far less likely to own homes after years of discriminatory housing policies. He says an upside-down tax system has also contributed to the disparity by putting money in the pockets of the disproportionate number of white homeowners.
So what we have is a system to incentivize wealth creation, which is a good thing. However, the bad thing is that that system is currently benefiting people who are already wealthy and contributing to the racial wealth divide.
The report says the minimum wage is another piece of the wealth puzzle. Hoxie says a low minimum wage can hurt families who are simply trying to stay above water.
When we don't raise the minimum wage for a long time, it's not just that people aren't creating new wealth. They're not creating a safety net to fall back on hard times. They're also going further into debt just to cover their basic expenses.
For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.